The Lord had placed it on my heart to reformat a list of healing scriptures that I've seen a lot of people have had since the 80s. And I was never quite satisfied with the way that they were done. Back in the 80s, I felt like they were good, but my revelation of what these scriptures mean has expanded. And I believe it's appropriate to reformat this and put those things in there that the Lord has given me. And so before we begin with these scriptures, and once I'm done with this, then I'll make it available to anyone who has any desire to have a copy of them. If you'll send me your email address, I'll send you a PDF copy of what I complete up to this point, or if you want to wait until I'm finished with the entire thing, which could end up taking quite some time, I'd be glad to wait until I'm done and then send you the entire thing. So to begin with, I think it's very important that we have a clear understanding of the difference between miracles and healing. So to help to establish that difference, I've included an excerpt from F.F. Bosworth's book, Christ the Healer. A very good book. I read it like a devotional. My wife and I read a section of it every morning. Another good resource is anything by Lillian B. Yeoman. Those are very good resources. There is one book that's out of print. It escapes me what it is at the moment. But there's, like, I think five altogether, and only one is out of print. But I bought a compilation off of Amazon, so if you just search by Lillian B. Yeoman, you'll be able to find it. So this section here that's from, again, F.F. Bosworth's book, Christ the Healer, is called Symptoms May Linger. It begins by saying, even when we do act our faith, symptoms do not always disappear instantly. After Hezekiah was healed, it was 3 days before he was strong enough to go up to the house of the Lord. In John 4, verses 50 through 52, the nobleman believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him. And when he met his servants, he inquired of them the hour when his dying son began to amend. The Bible differentiates between the gifts of healing and the gifts of miracles. Christ could do no miracle in Nazareth because of their unbelief, but he healed a few sick ones. And if everyone were to be made perfectly whole instantly, there would not be place for gifts of healing. It would be all miracles. Many people miss healing by trying to confine God to miracles. Christ's promise is that they shall recover, but he does not say instantly. The symptoms of life in a tree remain for a time after the tree is cut down. Faith means that we are confident of what we hope for, convinced of what we do not see. That's Hebrews 11:1, Moffat's translation. Convinced, of course, because God, who cannot lie, has spoken. How all-sufficient is this reason for believing? Faith is therefore most rational. It is not as many unthinking persons suppose, believing without evidence, but believing because of the very highest possible evidence, God's word, which is settled in heaven. The Apostle James says that I will show you by my action what faith is. Again, Moffat's translation. Faith, therefore, is being so convinced of the absolute truth of the declarations of God, which are recorded in the Bible, that we act on them. So let's begin with Exodus 15:25, King James Version. It says that he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast it into the water, so waters were made sweet. And there he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. Verse 26, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. This is, of course, the first reference to the redemptive name, Jehovah Rapha. And the confession that I've added to this is, I am hearkening to the voice of the Lord, the voice of the Lord that says that He is my healer. I am doing right in His sight by believing His word that says that He is my healer. I'm giving ear to His commandments by believing and speaking His word that says that He is my healer. I'm keeping His statutes by walking in love and faith and believing that His word is true, that He is my healer. His word says all the promises of God have their yes and their amen by Christ Jesus. That's 2 Corinthians 1:20. This means that the promise of God being my healer belongs to me because I am in Christ Jesus. Exodus 23:25, King James Version. All these are going to be King James, except for in cases where I'll point out whether or not. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. And the confession is that I not only serve the Lord my God, I am a child of God. I've been born again, born from above. God is my Father, and as a Father, I know He wants to bless my bread and my water, and surely take sickness away from the midst of me. The promise of God taking sickness away from me has its yes and amen in Christ Jesus, according to 2 Corinthians 1:20. I believe that promise. I am in Christ Jesus by virtue of being born again, and as a result, it is right and it is proper for me to believe this promise. I believe the promise that God takes sickness away from me. I know, And here's another one. Let's go. I should have moved that down. That's right. So let me do some editing here. And I will put this down here. And we will start it again. Editing on the fly. Okay, let me get back here. Exodus 23:25 is what we just finished. Deuteronomy 7:15, the King James Version. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all that hate thee. The promise of God, this is a confession, the promise of God taking sickness away from me belongs to me because of 2 Corinthians 1:20. It says that all the promises of God have their yes and amen in Christ Jesus. I'm in Christ Jesus. This means this promise belongs to me. Ephesians 2:12 says that now that I am in Christ Jesus, I'm no longer alienated from the commonwealth of Israel. I'm no longer a stranger to the covenants of the promise. I have hope, and I am not without God in the world. The Lord is taking sickness and disease away from me. I will not allow it to stay. I resist it, and therefore it has to flee from me. And here another edit. Because sickness is the work of the devil, as identified in Acts 10:38. Psalms 30, verse 2. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. And the confession is, Lord, I know that you hear my cry, because your word says that your ear is open to the righteous, to the cries or to the call of the righteous, to the prayers of the righteous. Proverbs 34:15. I know that I qualify as righteous because I've been made the righteousness of God in Him, in Jesus, in Christ Jesus, in accordance with 2 Corinthians 5:21. It's the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus that has made me righteous and has made me qualified to share in the inheritance of the saints, in accordance with Colossians 1:12. I am accepted in your beloved. I am now one of your beloved, and that's why I know that you hear my cry. Psalms 42:11 says, Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. The word used for cast down means to be discouraged, crushed, or dejected. It also means to be in despair. I will not allow my soul to be any of these things. My hope is in God. Hope means expectation. Hope means expectation. It means anticipation. My expectation is of being, my expectation of being well is in God. I'm anticipating being well. I see myself well, whole in every respect, free of weakness and disease and pain. God is the health of my countenance. That means he makes me look good. I look good because I believe I'm healed. I put a smile on my face because I believe that I am healed. I have a happy disposition because I believe that I am healed. I believe God's words are true, and I will not allow my countenance to reflect anything else other than that. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I like the scripture in Luke 11:13 that says, If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit, or give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And the confession to this is, I know from scripture that God is more interested in giving good gifts to me as his child than any earthly father would be. I know that in giving me the Holy Spirit, you're giving me the Spirit of truth. John 16:13 calls it the Spirit of truth. And I have the Spirit of truth. And the truth is that you are my healer. You want me well. If you did not want me well, you would not identify yourself as my healer or my physician. The truth is that by Jesus' stripes, the stripes that Jesus took, I have been made whole. That's Isaiah 53:5. The truth is that Jesus carried my sicknesses and bore my diseases, so I do not have to bear them. And that's Isaiah 53:4. And I recommend you look at the Amplified Translation. The truth is that I've been redeemed from the curse of the law, the curse of sickness, and I believe this truth sets me free from all sickness and disease. And what I need to add is that this is not just sickness in the body. This is strongholds in the mind. A lot of times, we have to understand that a lot of times when things get held up, the stronghold's in your mind. And so you have to build an image. You have to allow the Word of God to get into you. You have to let your mind be renewed to the fact that you are healed. Passivity. What's some of the other word? It'll come to me in a minute. Being passive is not an option. Sometimes these things feel like they're tedious. And that's your soul. That's just your soul and your flesh. That just, a lot of times you it's like dragging a child out, an unruly child out of the supermarket because they won't behave. You know, and that's the way your soul and your flesh a lot of times ends up being. And so you just have to snatch them up and you take them outside. And so that's what you do is that you set yourself down and you tell yourself, I'm just going to avail myself to this. Apathy, that's the word, not an option. I watched somebody die not too many years ago simply because they were apathetic towards these things. They did not apply themselves to them. And so as a result, they went home early. Of course, there's no condemnation there. But if you got work to do and you're not done here, then it's going to take effort. You'll have to do it. There's no other option. And so for most of us that are mature, that's what's expected. Very seldom do we get do we see miracles in people who have things that they need to renew their mind about. I've only had one miracle in one occasion. where I was delivered of jaundice. There was something going wrong with my liver. But I can tell you definitively these things work. Definitively. I've been healed from several things. Splinters, bone splinters in my shins. Like I said, a jaundice condition. And then most recently, there were some problems in my hips. Also my wife and I ended up coming down with COVID. Neither one of us had very serious symptoms. And so these things work. God promises they work. They'll work in whosoever will believe. And so you have to apply yourself to them. You have to sit down and subject yourself to these things. It's kind of like going out and getting a suntan, you know. If you don't go to in the sun, you won't get affected by the rays of the sun. It's kind of like one example that I got was a steam locomotive. Is that you have the coal and you have the firebox and you have the water, but you don't have steam until the water's heated up. And so to me, the coal was the word of God, that as you shovel it into the firebox, revelation comes, which is the fire. It heats the water, and that's the process of renewing your mind. And then the steam comes, and that's the faith that begins to get this thing rolling. It begins to start sending it down the track. That's how these things work. Think on these things.